Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Sox. Members FDIC.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to the field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark! You can't!
We got a chance for something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
You're listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank. Chuck Garfine here with Vinny Duber. And pitchers and catchers don't report until Wednesday, but here on Tuesday, Vinny, lots of pitchers and catchers, lots of position players were here.
It's a full house here at Camelback
Almost.
Ranch. Yeah, I mean, it's just about a full house here. You got a lot of guys hitting in the cage. We spent a lot of our morning out watching those guys take some swings. So, yeah, they say pitchers and catchers report, but it seems everybody on the roster's here.
So Eloy Jimenez is here. He was swinging with a lollipop in his mouth. I mean, he's that confident. This is off a tee, so it's not dangerous and like that. Nick Madrigal looked really good. You saw Nick hitting in the cage. That was pretty impressive, huh?
Ropes from the first round pick from last year.
Jake Berger was also hitting, and he's someone who says that he started hitting in October but didn't really start feeling himself until December. He's coming off the two Achilles injuries, and he's not fielding yet, but from the swinging standpoint, that was a great sight to see.
Yeah, he's out here and taking care of business in the cage. So, we figured it would be a long road back for him, and he's on that road, but the progress is being made.
All right, so coming up here on the podcast, my conversation with Daniel Palka, who's in regular season form. I will call him in all-star form when it comes to talking on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Palkamania is alive and well in Glendale, Arizona.
All right. He spoke about, I brought this up to him. I don't want to talk about Daniel Palka, the hitter. I want to talk about Daniel Palka, the outfielder, because he needs to be more of that to really be a bona fide major league player. Would you agree?
Yeah, not only would I agree, I think it's necessary because, I mean, the White Sox bring in Yonder Alonso this offseason, and Rick Hahn has pretty much told us that the DH position along with the first base position is going to be split time between Jose Abreu and Yonder Alonso. It would seem to take a lot of the opportunities that we thought were going to go to Daniel Palka at DH away, and now the outfield is really where he might need to make his mark.
We also spoke about the computer projections, the Pecota projections put together by Baseball Prospectus that has the White Sox winning only 70 games. He calls it comical. He says it fires him up. It honestly fires me up. It does be only because, and Daniel's going to talk about this, how can a computer predict Daniel Palka from 2018? It didn't. There are too many instances when you have no idea who's going to do what, and or who's going to come out of nowhere and be a part of your team. Max Muncy, he brings up. I mean, a computer can just look at what happened last year and make guesses. And all they are guesses. Are they accurate sometimes? Yes. But I think in this case, now, could this team win 70 games? Yeah, they might win 70 games. But to, like, put that out there right now, I just feel is almost ludicrous.
Yeah, well, the thing, too, is if you dive deeper into the individual player projections, too, you start scratching your head because they've got almost everybody sliding backwards. I mean, you bring in Yonder Alonso, who we just mentioned, guy back-to-back 20 home run seasons, and the Pecota projections say no 20 home run season for him this year. They are looking from downgrades to Kelvin Herrera, to Alex Colome. They're looking, you know, Jose Abreu, who had a fluke of a season last year, they're looking for those numbers to stay more constant than the ones that he put up in his first four seasons. So yeah, there's a lot of head scratching going on there.
Yeah, you know what that is? It's clickbait. Computer clickbait. That's what that is.
Wow. It's not even written by a person.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. Computers are now clickbaiting us.
Unbelievable.
Not just people. The other thing, among other things, that Palka speaks about, he tells many lies. He's going to tell many lies about movies. I know you love movies.
Sure.
Lies about The Longest Yard.
Which version?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Lies about Avatar.
Okay.
And he tells a lie about Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Perhaps the tabloids want to listen into this edition.
They should. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Daniel Palka here on the White Sox Talk podcast. All right, spring training 2019. Go back to spring training 2018. How were things different then than they are now for you?
You know, the comfort level is nice. It's nice coming here and not having to, you know, prove what I can do, like, right off the bat. You know, they know me a little bit better, but as far as the work goes, it's all kind of the same. I'm still trying to earn a spot, and you know, I don't have to get out there and hit the ball as far as I can for them to see, you know, what I can contribute now. So they know my game, and I think ultimately it's all about improvements now.
You spent a lot of time working, improving in the outfield, so you looking forward to showing the White Sox what you can do?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I told you multiple times how much work I put in out there. And
multiple times? How many times is that? Did you tell me that?
You know, you had me on your podcast because you needed your ratings up. So that was one time I told you.
Thank you for doing that for me, by the way.
We spoke about it at Sox Fest because NBC needed their ratings up. So, but no, it was nice. We got out here yesterday and hit on the field the first day, and it was the first time I've been more excited to get out and shag than I was to hit. So it was, just comfort-wise, everything was clean, and I'm just excited to get out there, and you know, I'm trying to well-round myself as a player as much as possible, and that's it.
You know, I don't even want to see the Daniel Palka, the hitter. I want to see Daniel Palka, the outfielder, the defender.
And I mean, at the same time, too, it's like I got to be realistic with what I can do. And, you know, the more you kind of try hard, it's the same as hitting. The more you try hard to do something, you know, the more out of control you can get. So it's I got to accept that I am who I am. I'm going to produce as a hitter first. But I need to be an everyday average outfielder to contribute to a winning team, and that's what we're going to be. So.
All right, so the pitchers and catchers don't report until tomorrow. Position players not till early next week. You're here, Jimenez, Tim Anderson, Madrigal, Zach Collins is a catcher. But, like, so many position players are already here. What does that say?
I mean, it says a lot. You know, that's how it should be. The young guys should come early and, you know, you know, just show you want to be here. You know, it's always nice to see dudes early, you know, I would think, to, you know, put in your time. But we got a good group.
You want to talk movies?
No, I don't like movies.
I can't believe you don't like movies. What's that all about?
Wasting your life away looking at a television.
How about a movie screen? You won't go to a movie theater?
No, I won't. I'll never go to a movie theater. A lot of people kind of don't like to hang out with me because I don't like to go to movie theaters, but it's just not my thing. I think the last movie I saw was Batman, Dark Knight.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was the last movie I saw in the movie theater, but I'd rather be outside perfecting my craft and all the sports that I play and all my many talents instead of watching a movie.
All right, speaking of talent, I'm looking at some of the swings so far. Jake Berger, by the way, coming off of two torn Achilles, he was, now granted, he's in a cage, mm-hmm. He's off a tee, but just seeing the swing and the power, what did that show you?
I mean, he looks good. I mean, obviously I never played with him, but, you know, I think for that injury to come early is the best case scenario, because, I mean, he's already an advanced developmentally player, so I think for him to just jump in and I think he's going to get reacclimated just fine. You know, he's not really your stereotypical, you know, first-round dude. He's not showy. He's going to go out there and work. So, yeah, he's going to rebound good.
All right. So Nicky Delmonico is thinking you guys can compete big time. in 2019. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, 100%. You know, just looking at last year, some of the guys Central lost, and especially the guys we gained, you know, between Nova and all the dudes in the bullpen, those are game changers. And then when you add Alonzo and Jay on top of that, I mean, it's ultimately the limit is what we make it. You know, everybody wants to come out with their computer projections, but I find it comical a lot of times when, I mean, what are people projected to do? And then Max Muncy comes out of nowhere, you know, stuff like that. It's stupid to sit there and look at a computer projection. So it just kind of fires me up when I think I saw whatever it was. I don't know the name of it, downplaying us a little bit. I think there's a lot of positives that they've added. And, you know, there's still empty lockers in there to fill up. So the more people they add, the better. And, you know, we'll see. A lot of free agents left, too. So we got a lot to add.
Did you see Machado in there or no?
No, not yet. We'll see. You are the 19th person that asked me that, but...
Today?
Today.
I try to ask the thought-provoking, repetitive questions. That's really what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah. We'll see, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. You know, not only him, but the Moustakas's and... I think I saw a free agent list the other day, and it looked like an all-star team, so...
I want to see a home run hitting contest between you and Moustakas. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I've never done a real home run derby, so I can't really talk any smack. He's an all-star. I'm still kind of a rookie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying more. You can see the parallels there, right?
Yeah, a lot of people say we look similar. I think I'm a lot better looking, but I don't... You know, I don't know him that well, so I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm a very good-looking version of him. He's got the baseball side down. I got the looks.
Yeah, we're going to make a headline out of that, that you're better looking than Mike Moustakas. Is that okay?
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, you could probably say that for 99% of people. You know, the headline, you know, Brad Pitt, he texts me a lot of times. He's like, man, I want to get your look. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if he can get there.
Brad Pitt has a long way to go to get to Daniel Palka, right?
Looks-wise, yeah, you know. We did a couple acting stuff this offseason. After I was on Carbonaro Effect, agents from Hollywood just started hit me up big time. And, you know, I was kind of like, I'm baseball first, but you know, maybe when my career is over, I'll get on that side of things. But, you know, for now, I told him the focus is on the field.
My favorite Brad Pitt movie. I know you don't watch movies. Because that's not your thing. Have you ever seen a Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah, my favorite Brad Pitt movie would probably be The Longest Yard.
He's not in The Longest Yard, I don't think.
Yeah, he's in there. That's number one, Brad Pitt.
No, that's Burt Reynolds did The Longest Yard, Adam Sandler did it. I don't think Brad Pitt was in The Longest Yard.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he was, but if I had to pick another one... Another Adam Sandler movie, probably pick.
Adam, no, we're not doing Adam Sandler.
Who are we talking about?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt, yeah. So probably Avatar. Brad Pitt, my favorite one, Avatar.
Brad Pitt was...
You can't tell it's him because he's in a suit the whole time. And but that's... I think he helped direct it, too, so...
I think he did. Or James Cameron. One of the two directed that one, so... Yeah. This has been enlightening. So what do you got to do the rest of the day?
About to go throw baseballs, and then I'm going to come back and try to hit some baseballs. I've already worked out and hit some baseballs, but
okay.
I'm just going to go out here and do baseball stuff.
Hey, thank you so much for the time. You're increasing our podcast ratings again. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Well, when Palka does come on the podcast, numbers do go up, and I have a feeling... His presence on the podcast will boost our numbers. Maybe not like Don Cooper does, but Palka gets the data that we need.
They call it Palkamania for a reason. People can't get enough.
All right, so we're standing outside Camelback Ranch, the facility here. I'm staring at the White Sox symbol outside. It says World Champions 1906, 1917, 2005. You want to share for those who don't know, what Nicky Delmonico did with that sign.
Yeah, Nicky Delmonico did a little redecorating using some Instagram magic. He put in a 2019 up there. He put a 2020 up there. He put a 2021 up there. So that's a prediction of a three-peat, I believe.
So has a team gone from 100 losses to World Series champions ever?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Certainly they haven't gone to three straight, right?
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. You know, I think he had a point to make. And what was
it? Yes. Well, he was, you know, it's that time of year. Hope springs eternal. You're going to hear players at all 30 big league camps this spring say, you know, we feel great. We feel like we can compete against anybody. There's a little added to it when it's a team that's coming off a 100-loss season, I think. And he said when you're coming off a 100-loss season, it kind of pisses you off a little bit. It fires you up. It makes you hungry, to borrow the word he used, and he thinks, why not? Why can't we be the team that surprises people this year? Now, I know he said a very similar thing last
year. Yeah, he did. He had to
bring out that way, but
that article did not turn out okay.
No, it was not a great prediction. But that being said, he also said we feel we can take the division, and the AL Central has been dominated by the Cleveland Indians for a good little while now here, but those other three teams shouldn't scare the White Sox, should they?
No. For this team to improve, they need a better bullpen. And walking through here, first time we've seen them in White Sox gear, Kelvin Herrera, mm-hmm. Alex Colome, and I went up to Kelvin, I said, hey, you've been crushing the White Sox for years, so it is great to see you on this side of things, this side of the valley, so to speak,
when
he was with Kansas City down the road in Goodyear. I think they're in Goodyear, Peoria, something like that. But anyway, that's going to improve. There's going to be a ripple effect, I believe, to the bullpen, the fact that you have those two guys you can cement in, and then you got the Nate Joneses, the Ian Hamiltons, everyone else will kind of get in less pressurized roles as they develop at the major league level.
Absolutely. It's a huge benefit for those young guys, Ian Hamilton and the like, who are going to now not be in such high leverage spots when they're trying to just figure out the major leagues. And then it also just strengthens your bullpen for mm-hmm. 2019. I mean, you're talking about a season you were going into where you thought that Nate Jones and Jace Fry would probably be the two guys at the back end. Well, now you're adding two all-star caliber pitchers at the back end. That makes your seventh and sixth inning guys better. So there you go. I think it's a great addition. It's probably the best addition that Rick Hahn has made this offseason.
Okay, so Wednesday, that's when pitchers and catchers will report. We're going to hear from Rick Hahn and Rick Renteria, and we'll speak to a lot more players here at Camelback Ranch. Do you want to hear about my road trip?
I want to hear about the highlights, for sure.
The highlights?
I want to hear about the playlist that was involved.
Okay.
I want to hear, did you or did you not see the biggest ball of twine or the biggest rocking chair or something like that? So enlighten us, please.
All right. I will do after a quick 30-second, I think, or it's a 15-second timeout here on the White Sox Talk podcast. We're back in a moment.
Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere.
All right, back here on the White Sox Talk podcast. So, yeah, I, for the first time, have been covering the White Sox spring training since 2005. For the first time, I drove down here because I'm going to be here for a while. Normally, I'm here for about 10 days, 11 days. I'm here for a lot longer this year. So, brought the dog. We drove from Chicago, not nonstop because I had to do most of the driving. We went through Tulsa. We stopped in Tulsa for the first night, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Sure.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, the second night. So it was about a 9 or 10 hour drive the first day, 9 or 10 hour drive the second day, and then about 7 hours the next. So it took about 24, 25 hours of sheer driving.
You got your kicks on Route 66,
sounds like. I did. I was not on the official Route 66.
I don't know if the official Route 66 exists anymore.
Yeah, because I kept seeing signs for 66, and I'm in the middle of a modern highway. So I was trying to figure out what that was all about. You ask about stops.
Yeah.
Most of the stops were bathroom breaks for the dog.
Sure.
This was funny. I actually have video of this. I should have tweeted this out. I'm in the middle of nowhere in Texas, somewhere around Amarillo, and we stop at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. Not only is there just a gas station in the middle of nowhere, there is a baseball field right off the highway.
All right.
So my dog that had not done a lot of exercise
sure.
for a day and a half, I let him just run wild on this baseball field. But it was like 20 degrees out. I mean, it was cold. I mean, you think as you're getting south, it's going to be warming up. Uh-huh. No, it was still, the wind chill was probably 10.
Whew.
So, yeah, it was cold in Texas. So that was fun. You want to know about the playlist?
I do want to know about the playlist.
Okay, so I made an Arizona trip playlist.
Nice.
I'm going to get it out right now so you can
A lot of Alice Cooper on there, I would hope.
Everyone can just judge me for my musical tastes. But, you know, this was not necessarily a, you know, reflection on my, you know, music, who I like necessarily.
Sure.
It was like, what do I want to hear right now as I'm driving?
In the middle of the desert.
In the middle, yes. So yeah. there's some, I see some Andrew Bird, some Wilco, Back Down South, Kings of Leon. That's a good driving song. If you know that one, you're not even not acknowledging that.
I'm waiting for the bigger names.
Okay, so we've got some Bob Marley.
All right.
Roots Rock Reggae, Who the Cap Fit, Easy Skanking, if you know those songs.
Uh-huh.
Some Fleetwood Mac.
Sure.
You like Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Fleetwood Mac?
Okay. Let's see. We got some Beatles. There's some Beatles in here. Have you heard the song Here Comes the Moon by George Harrison? Not Here Comes the Sun.
Right.
Here Comes the Moon. We had that. Let's see here. Real Estate. Have you followed the music of Real Estate? No?
No.
All right. Towns Van Zandt. Dead Flowers.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Got to hear Ted Dead Flowers from Towns Van Zandt. Mm-hmm. We have some Eagles.
You have to. All right, were probably very close to standing on a corner in Winslow,
so
Arizona.
So we drove by Winslow, Arizona.
You didn't pull over?
We did not.
Chuck.
Because this is what happens when you go on a 24-hour drive. You want to hear this? You ready? Driving along. Hey, I go to my wife, Liz, we're stopping off in Winslow. We're doing it.
You got it.
And then you get into this driving haze where you don't even your brain just shuts off and you're on cruise control, and then you realize you passed it.
Like an hour ago. Yeah.
I was like 5 minutes past it.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, I just passed it. I'm not turning back. We'll stop off at Winslow on the way home.
Good.
Grateful Dead.
Tremendous.
You know the song Albuquerque by Neil Young? That's an old school
Neil
Young. So
yes.
When we drove through Albuquerque, I had that song. Sam and Dave, Blues Brothers.
Tremendous.
I recently brought back the Van Halen album, 5150, from 1988.
That's post-Diamond Dave.
That's
Van Hagar.
That's Van Hagar.
I don't know if I can endorse Van Hagar.
You need to hear this album again, because you know what? I haven't listened to it in about 20 years. They got some good stuff in there. Even like even the song 5150, Best of Both Worlds. Now, okay, this was on the playlist. There's no way my wife would let me play that. It never made it.
One thing I can guarantee is that throughout this entire trip, I'm sure you were able to drive 55.
Oh, yes. I didn't speed that much. I basically was going 85.
I
mean, the speed limit was 75.
It's a nice little Sammy Hagar
reference. That was good. And not a lot of Bruce.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
What you need to do when you're in Arizona is you need to listen to a lot of Alice Cooper.
Why?
Alice Cooper's from Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Chuck, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, man. I've got a to-do on my to-do list is to head down to the record store and buy some Coop albums.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, invite me. I'll come with you.
Sounds good.
All right. I hope we haven't bored you, everyone listening. This was the die-hard rock and roll segment of White Sox Talk Podcast.
Is this going to be a every episode occurrence from now on?
That's what you'd want. But no, this is the road trip edition.
Gotcha.
So that's all that was. And
gotcha.
This was fun, the road trip here. What's not going to be fun? Driving home.
Hopefully it'll be warmer.
It'll be warmer, but it's going to be like, oh, going back to Chicago after this. You know, it doesn't have that same kind of appeal of coming out here to Arizona.
But there will be regular season White Sox baseball waiting for you on the
That's
other
true.
End.
That's true. I will carry that with me back from Arizona all the way to Chicago. All right, and so everyone listening, if you still are, thank you. Lots of podcasts, lots of content is going to be coming here. We're already starting to put some feelers out for some things. So be on the lookout for some things, everyone back in Chicago and all over the world who listen to this White Sox Talk podcast. We are appreciative of you following along as the White Sox will hopefully follow the prediction of Nicky Delmonico. World Series champions, 2019, 2020, 2021. And if Manny Machado makes an appearance in Glendale, I mean, if they sign him, this whole spring training experience is going to be much different.
It's going to be flipped on its head.
It is. And if it's not, we're going to be okay, everybody. We're going to be okay. And that's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, your home for White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to their special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. For Vinny Duber, Mike Capozzo, our engineer, camera guy, everything extraordinaire, and for Daniel Palka, who is more good-looking than Brad Pitt.
Wow.
According to Daniel Palka. I'm Chuck Arfine. Hawk Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, our Chuck.
And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.